Welcome to the NanoNexus, Unleashing Nanotechnology in Modern Warfare. I'm particularly fascinated by how nanotechnology, something so incredibly small, can have such a massive impact on, well, everything, but especially warfare.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about manipulating matter at the atomic level. The implications for the battlefield are, well, colossal, as the title says. It's something I've been following for years, and the advancements are truly remarkable.
Absolutely, and that's what we're diving into today, how this tiny tech is making a huge splash in warfare, from enhancing soldier performance to creating entirely new kinds of weapons.
Exactly. And with those new capabilities come new ethical questions, right? I mean, where do we draw the line? What are the potential risks of unleashing this kind of power? It's a conversation we absolutely need to have.
Precisely. And that's what makes this topic so compelling. How do we balance the potential benefits with the inherent risks of nanotechnology in warfare? It's a question with no easy answers, and one we're going to grapple with today.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And it's not just about ethics, is it? It's also about the future of warfare itself. How will these advancements reshape the battlefield? Will it be a revolution or an evolution? Who knows?
Well, hopefully by the end of this conversation, we'll have a better understanding of the landscape. We'll be exploring the fundamental concepts of nanotechnology. You know, what it actually is and how it works. We'll also be discussing the different approaches to nanotechnology, like the bottom-up and top-down methods.
Right, the bottom-up approach, where you build materials from the molecular level up, and the top-down, where you essentially shrink down larger materials. Both have incredible potential in warfare, but they also present different challenges, I think.
Definitely. We'll also be looking at some specific examples of how nanotechnology is already being used in military applications and what the future might hold. I'm eager to get into the soldier battle suits, the potential for adaptive camouflage, and the enhanced materials being developed.
Oh, the invisible soldier concept, always a popular one, though I'm personally more interested in the potential of nanomaterials to revolutionize weaponry itself. Think about nano-enhanced explosives, or even, dare I say it, mini-nukes.
It's a brave new world out there, that's for sure. And a world with potentially profound implications. We also need to discuss the potential downsides, of course. The toxicity and environmental impact of nanomaterials are serious concerns.
Absolutely. Nanotoxicology is a field that's still developing, but the early research is, well, a bit concerning, to say the least. We need to understand the long-term effects of these materials before they become widespread, especially in a military context.
Agreed. And the potential for misuse, for creating even more destructive weapons, is something we can't ignore. It's a delicate balance, to say the least.
It really is. So where do we begin? Perhaps with a basic overview of nanotechnology itself. I think it's important to establish a foundation before we dive into the deep end.
So picking up on that last point about the potential risks of nanomaterials, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? We're talking about incredible advancements in medicine, electronics, even everyday items like clothing. But then there's the shadow of nanotoxicology looming over it all.
It's the classic with great power comes great responsibility scenario, right? I mean, look at the applications we just discussed. Targeted drug delivery, nanoelectronics, stronger materials.
Mm-hmm.
The potential benefits are enormous, but we can't just blindly charge ahead without considering the potential consequences.
Exactly. And the research, while still in its early stages, is already giving us pause. DNA damage, pulmonary fibrosis, skin aging, those aren't minor side effects.
No, they're not. And it's not just about the direct effects on human health either. Think about the environmental impact. That example of silver nanoparticles from socks being released into the wastewater, that's a pretty stark illustration of how these materials can have unintended consequences on entire ecosystems.
It's like a ripple effect, almost. We introduce these tiny particles into the environment, and we really don't know the full extent of their long-term impact. And that uncertainty is, well, frankly, a little unsettling.
Definitely unsettling. And the fact that regulation is still catching up adds another layer of complexity. I mean, Berkeley being the only city in the U.S. with nanotech regulations,
mm-hmm.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. It suggests a real disconnect between the rapid pace of technological advancements and our ability to understand and manage the associated risks. We're almost playing catch-up constantly, which is never ideal when you're dealing with something as potentially impactful as nanotechnology.
Right, and it raises questions about how we even begin to regulate something so pervasive. Do we focus on specific applications, on the materials themselves, on the manufacturing processes? It's a regulatory nightmare, frankly.
It is. I mean, the existing frameworks just aren't equipped to deal with the unique challenges posed by nanomaterials. And it makes it harder for researchers, too. How can they innovate responsibly when the rules of the game are constantly shifting?
It's a tough balance. We want to encourage innovation, but not at the expense of public health and environmental safety. So how do we find that sweet spot? More research, definitely. More public awareness, too, and some serious conversations about ethical development and responsible use.
So we were talking about the lack of clear regulations around nanotechnology, especially in a military context. It's a bit like the Wild West out there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And the rapid pace of development just exacerbates the problem. By the time regulations catch up, the technology has already moved on. It's a constant game of catch up.
Exactly. And the potential consequences are pretty significant, right? We're talking about everything from environmental damage to, well, a whole new class of incredibly destructive weapons.
Right. And the ethical implications are huge, too. I mean, where do you draw the line? Enhanced soldiers? Invisible cloaks? Mini-nukes? It's a lot to grapple with.
It really is. The mini-nuke concept is particularly disturbing. I mean, the sheer destructive power packed into such a small device is, well, it's terrifying, frankly.
Yeah. And the potential for misuse is enormous. It's not hard to imagine these weapons falling into the wrong hands. It's a scenario that keeps me up at night, to be honest.
Me too. And it's not just about weapons either. The potential environmental impact of nanomaterials is a serious concern. We touched on nanotoxicology earlier, but the long-term effects on ecosystems are still largely unknown. It's a bit of a black box.
It is. That example of silver nanoparticles leaching from socks into the water supply, it's a small example, but it illustrates a larger point, doesn't it? These tiny particles can have far-reaching consequences that we're only just beginning to understand.
Absolutely. And the regulatory landscape is so fragmented. You mentioned Berkeley being the only city in the U.S. with specific nanotech regulations. That's mm-hmm. DIDLAW.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
It is. It suggests a lack of awareness, perhaps even a lack of concern at a broader level. And that's dangerous, especially given the potential risks we're talking about.
Right. And how do we even regulate something so pervasive? Do you regulate the materials themselves, the manufacturing processes, the specific applications? It's a regulatory nightmare.
It is, yeah. And the existing frameworks just aren't equipped to deal with the unique challenges posed by nanotechnology. It's a whole new ballgame.
It is. And that lack of clarity makes it harder for researchers, too. How can they innovate responsibly when the rules are constantly shifting, or when there are no rules at all?
Exactly. It's a tricky balance. We want to encourage innovation, but not at the expense of safety and ethical considerations. It's a conversation we need to have, and we need to have it now before it's too late.
So reflecting on this deep dive into nanotechnology in warfare, it's clear this isn't science fiction anymore. It's here, and it's changing the game, right?
Yeah, definitely. From the research papers on carbon nanotube strength to the actual governmental initiatives, mm-hmm. It's a rapidly evolving landscape. And the implications are huge.
Huge is an understatement, I think. We've talked about enhanced soldiers, new types of weapons, even the potential for, well, mini nukes. It's a brave new world with both incredible potential and terrifying risks.
Right. And it's that balance, that tension between the potential good and the potential bad that makes this so crucial to discuss. I mean, the medical applications alone are mind-blowing,
But the potential for misuse? Uh-huh. The ethical questions, they're unavoidable. The idea of targeted genetic weapons or the environmental impact of nanomaterials, it's sobering.
It is. And the lack of clear regulation, that's a major concern. We're like hurtling forward with this technology, but the rules of the road are still being written, you know?
Yeah. That Wild West analogy really resonated with me. It feels like we're in uncharted territory and we need to tread carefully. The Berkeley example being the only city with nanotech regulations. That speaks volumes.
It does. It underscores the need for proactive discussion and international cooperation. We can't just leave this to chance.
We can't. And the potential for a nanotech arms race. That's a chilling thought, especially with the destructive power we're talking about. The invisible soldier, the mini nukes. It's a game changer.
It is a game changer with potentially devastating consequences. And the research into nanotoxicology, that's just scratching the surface. We don't fully understand the long-term effects of these materials, especially on ecosystems. The sock example, with silver nanoparticles leaching into the water, that's a canary in the coal mine.
Definitely. And the regulatory hurdles? How do you even begin to regulate something so pervasive? It's a complex issue, with no easy answers. The existing frameworks just weren't designed for this.
They're not. And the pace of innovation is outstripping our ability to regulate, to understand the ethical implications, and to even grasp the full potential of this technology, both good and bad. It's a challenge, to say the least.
It is. And it's a conversation we need to keep having. We need more research, more public awareness, and some serious international collaboration to navigate this new landscape responsibly. It's not just about warfare either. It's about the future of, well, everything.
Exactly. It's about shaping that future in a way that maximizes the benefits of nanotechnology while minimizing the risks. It's a tall order, but a necessary one. Thanks for joining me in this
crucial conversation. Until next time.